But let us lay aside every gauntlet and every hindrance, Lord, that would keep us from giving you the glory that is due your name. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would just put aside all our pride. Help us to lay aside every weight and everything that hinders us from giving you the glory that you are so worthy of. And we give you the glory and the praise. Open our hearts to you in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. That we might be made the righteousness of God in him. He took our place. Thank you. everything you do, everything you do, honor God. Amen.
Start. Good. That might be a blessing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you have your Bibles with you tonight as we continue our study, open your Bibles with me to Luke chapter 10. No, go to Ephesians 6 first, okay? Before we go into Luke 10 tonight, we began this study on the promises of provision. We began with the authority. We spoke about the anointing. We taught on the adversity, the activation, the answering, the being anchored. And tonight we're going to talk about armored. So in Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 13, the apostle says, "Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand." So as we're looking at the armor tonight, we're going to be looking at Luke chapter 10. Jesus is sending laborers out into the harvest. He sent 70 out. And the Word of God says in verse number 17, "And the 70 returned, again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven." As they were binding Satan, he got to witness Satan being overtaken by the 70. But tonight I want to focus your attention to verse number 19. He says, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Let's ask prayer to the teaching of his word. Father, we're so grateful for your word. And we're grateful that you sent this word here to accomplish something in every heart and every life. For those that have gathered here in the sanctuary, for those that have gathered on Facebook, and for those that are joined in the website. So Father God, I pray again, Father God, Holy Ghost, speak to me tonight. Minister through me, to bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to everyone that's gathered. Lord, have your way in our hearts and lives, and we'll never cease to give you all the praise and glory, for we ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen and amen. The first thing I want to talk to you about with the armor is that you are vested. look at the one next to you and say, you are vested. James Carr, the children's minister, and his wife Katie, James did an illustration and has been doing an illustration for the children on the armor of God. And for his vest, he uses his life vest to represent the breastplate of righteousness that protects your organs and your body. But God wants you to understand something, that being vested is not only wearing the vest, but you're vested in God and he's vested in you. It's sort of like if you go to the bank and you make a deposit or you make an investment, okay? It means that your investment and there's a return on it. So there's a connection, be invested. We're looking at, he said that in verse, behold, I give unto you power. So we're vested, he gives them power. You are vested to be a witness. One of the things the Lord spoke to my heart about in Acts chapter 1, this is a familiar scripture, Acts 1, verse number 8, Jesus said, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me and to both in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and the uttermost parts of the world. So as being vested in God and God in us by the Holy Ghost, we have power to witness to others by the power of God. Not only to witness, but also to withstand. And in other words, when I'm vested with power, I have all the power over the enemy to witness, I also can withstand him. And if you look with me in Ephesians chapter 6, Ephesians 6, verse number 10, the Apostle Paul says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Now, wait a minute. He says, put on the armor. You know, I was thinking about that today. And when I get up in the morning, the first thing that I put on is my socks. I have a system and my socks go on first. And God says to put on the armor, we need to put him on first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So when I put him first, when I'm vested in his power, I'm vested in his power to witness, and I'm vested in his power to withstand the wiles of the adversary. Remember that there's if you ever watched the cartoon, The Roadrunner, there's Wile E. Coyote, okay? And Wile E. Coyote is always trying to attack the Roadrunner. But what always happens to Wile E. Coyote, because the Roadrunner is trusting in Jesus, okay? What happens to the Wile E. Coyote? He loses every time. So when we keep our trust in Jesus Christ alone, we're vested with power to witness, we're vested with power to withstand, and we're vested with power also to give us wisdom. I thank God for the wisdom of God. Amen. In 2 Peter chapter 1, 2 Peter 1, verse number 3, he says this. He says, according as his divine power have given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that called us to glory and virtue. You know, he takes us from glory to glory, even as by his Spirit. So he says, behold, I give you power. Okay? He gives us power. We're vested to witness, we're vested to withstand, and we're vested with the wisdom of God. In other words, when we witness, For the kingdom of God will be able to withstand the works of the adversary, and with wisdom we'll be able to bring people to the kingdom of God. Amen. Everything in this, to my heart, turns back to the evangelism side. Secondly, when I am vested in his power, he says, over all the power of the enemy. All of a sudden, if I have revelation of that, all of a sudden I become valiant. Amen. Amen. I become determined. I'm filled with courage. Amen. I am valiant over the influences of the adversary. Look with me in Psalms 44. How many know that the adversary wants to try to influence you? At verse number 5 of Psalms 44, the psalmist says it like this. He says, through thee we will push down our enemies. Through thy name we will tread them under that rise up against us. For I will not trust in my bow, neither shall my sword save me. But thou hast saved us from our enemies and have put them to shame that hated us. In God we boast all the day long and praise thy name forever. Yeah, you'll probably hear me say this 1,000, maybe even 1,000,000 times, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. We can't battle in the natural. Our armors and our wars and our wars, our weapons of warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God for pulling down strongholds. Amen. So when we're looking at it, this is a spiritual battle. This is not a physical battle. Amen. So he gives us that we are valiant because we're vested and empowered to witness, to withstand. We have the wisdom of God, which makes us valiant over the influences of the adversary and also over our infirmities. you're going to be touched with some things in this world, but we have to be determined. Amen. When you're valiant, you're determined. You've got your mind set. Amen. In Romans chapter 8, verse 35, we remind ourselves of this. It helps keep us valiant. Helps keep us with courage. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. So we're valiant over the influences. And we're valiant over the infirmities. And we're also valiant over every interference the enemy might bring. It's kind of interesting. Everything that you do for the kingdom of God, when you're moving for the kingdom of God, there's adversity that comes. And that's why the psalmist says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. But over interference, I have 1 John chapter 5, which we remind ourselves of this. For whatsoever is born of God, verse number 4, overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Remember, the writer of Hebrews says, but without faith it's impossible to please him, for they that come to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. So when we're looking at being valiant, having courage, being persuaded, being determined over every work of the adversary, his interference comes in, and by faith we have victory. Who is he that overcometh the world? but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. Amen. So as we're putting our trust in Jesus Christ alone for our salvation, we're vested with power to witness, to withstand. Amen. We're given wisdom. We're valiant over the influences of the adversary, over his infirmities that he tries to throw out, over his interference. And then Jesus says this, and nothing but should thou shall by any means hurt you. To me, that's total victory. Amen? That's victory. And we are victorious through prayer. Hallelujah. Look at me in Luke chapter 22. Jesus here is praying for Simon Peter. You know, when I was looking at that, the Lord reminded me about Peter. Jesus said to Peter, before the cock crows, you'll deny me thrice, or you'll deny me three times. Peter said, no way. And Peter denied the Lord three times and the cock crowed. But what the Lord showed me, who was the first person that Jesus went to look for when he was resurrected from the dead? He went looking for Peter. And to the prodigals, God is saying to you tonight, you may have rejected me, you may have denied me, but I'm looking for you. Amen. I am looking for you. And Jesus said to Peter, and Luke 22, verse number 31, he said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But wait. But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not, and that thou, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brother. Now, Peter had denied Jesus, but Peter had to come back to Jesus when Jesus went to find him. And who was the greatest one that Jesus used for the apostles was Peter. Amen. Greater signs and wonders were done through Peter than anyone else. The whole Pentecost, Peter was involved in it all. Amen. The one that had rejected him, the one that had denied him, was the one that God was after. Amen. And God is saying again to you, you may have drifted away, you may have rejected him, but he's seeking after you. His heart is for you. He said he would never leave you nor forsake you. And no matter what you're going through, he said, I'm your very present help in time of need. Stop looking over there and over there and over there and look to me, because every answer that you're seeking is found in me. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So Jesus said, hey, that the victory comes through prayer. And also the victory comes through the provision. Look at me in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Hallelujah. I think that last thing I preach, hallelujah. Jesus, the Apostle Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 10, he gives us a warning. Church, wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. In other words, we're fighting a big adversary. Then he reminds him, there have no temptation taken you, but such is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. So many times, when we fall into temptation and give into sin, God gave us an avenue of escape, but we did not take it. And then all of a sudden we say, Lord, why'd you let this happen? Or why did you let that happen? God says to you and I in James chapter 1, let no man say when he is tempted with God. Because God cannot tempt with evil, neither does God tempt any man. But when tempted, we're drawn away by our own lust and enticed. When lust is conceived, it becomes sin. And when sin is finished, it becomes death. Because the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So not only that he gives us victory through prayer, but he also gives us victory through his providence. In James chapter 4, James 4, verse number 6. I need this. But he giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh unto thee. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. So Jesus wants us to know, and God through his teaching tonight wants us to know, that we're vested with power to witness, to withstand, to have the wisdom of God. And this makes us valiant over the influences of the adversary, over the infirmities, over every interference he brings, which gives us victory through prayer, through the provision, and through God's providence. But here's what the Lord says in Luke chapter 10, verse number 20. And what the Lord is saying to you and I, just because I vested you with power and given you authority over the adversary, don't let it go to your head. Amen. He said in verse number 20, notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but that excites me. Amen. Praise God. So tonight, as we're looking at it, God wants us to understand that he's given us the armor, that we're vested. There's a kingdom connection. God in you and you in God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And maybe you're listening or here, or maybe you're not serving the Lord, or maybe one time you served him and you've drifted away. God is speaking to you tonight. He's calling the prodigal back. There was a call from the prodigal. Just as he went looking for Peter, he's seeking after you. And God will use you for some great and mighty things, but you need to submit unto him. You need to surrender your life back to him. And he's going to change your direction. And he will order your steps. The steps of a good man have been ordered by the Lord, and he finds delight in his way. And God has some delight to come to you and your family. So just surrender your life. You know exactly what to do, prodigal. You know you just need to repent. The word of God says in 2 Peter 3, 9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promises like some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us. We're not willing that any should perish, but that all would come to repentance. Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we're so grateful for your word. We're grateful that you sent your word to accomplish something in every heart and every life of each and every one that's gathered here tonight. Lord, I thank you, Father God, for the hearts, for the prodigals that you're speaking to tonight, that they're returning to you tonight. And just as you used Peter mightily, Father God, I pray that you use them in a mighty way. And for the body of Christ, Father, God, may we cast our cares upon you, knowing that you care for us. May we surrender our battle to you, as your word declared, not by might nor by power, but by your spirit, says the Lord of hosts, that you will fight our battles for us. So, Father, we thank you and give you praise and glory for all that you've done, all you're doing, and everything you're going to do. And we'll never cease to give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.